Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, hallelujah. We come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father God, confessing, amen, every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We come on this morning asking you to forgive us, Father God, and thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us, Father, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day we have not known, a day we had not seen. But Father God, it is a gift from you, and we thank you for it, Father. You did not have to do it, but you did. As we rise and we shine on this morning, Father, at your command, in faith, in love, and in obedience, Father God, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. Thank you for new mercies that embrace us. Thank you, Father, that Jesus was sent to bless us. We receive the blessing, Father God, by faith and in obedience. Thank you for the life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for the endurance of this ministry, the tenacity, the obedience, Father God, the work that is being done, the milestones, Father God, being reached. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for a group of people sold out for the gospel's sake, lifting up the name of Jesus in these turbulent times in which we live. And yet we see your hand, we see your love, and we see your favor, your faithfulness to us, even when we are not faithful to you. Thank you, God. Thank you. So, Father, have your way today and our services. Thank you, Father, that you and you alone be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says, amen. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. The Lord God, he is good. Hallelujah. All the time and all the time, the Lord God, he is good. Amen. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. That's a testimony that a lot of people can't share. Amen. Glory be to God. Even to have a mind, even to have a right mind, even to have a mind full of peace, even to wake up. Oh, glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For this day that he has made. And truly, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. We want to thank you for chiming in or on this morning. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. I want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we've been meeting here now for 11 and a half years. Amen. And just relentless. Amen. Just relentless. Just going forth in obedience, amen, knowing that we are paving the way, we are carving the way as the Holy Spirit is taking us somewhere. Some days I may feel as though we are at a standstill. We are never at a standstill when we are moving in faith. The Holy Spirit is taking us somewhere, and we have already said, yes, Lord, we'll go. Send me. Amen. So we bless God. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. We call it the spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, amen, you're welcome, amen, to eat with us this day and every day. Matter of fact, enjoy the meal and just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. Amen. As many of our faithful ministry partners, amen, we just keep coming back every morning to get a breakfast. Amen. To get a good, solid breakfast. Amen. We're not eating no cereal or milk. No, cereal or milk not really bad if you eat the right thing. If you eat the wheat cereal and drink the almond milk, and cereal milk is not necessarily a bad thing with a little fruit. Amen. But we do you better here. We do you better. You get a full course meal, a full course. It's a buffet. It's a spiritual buffet. Amen. You can get cereal and you can get some oatmeal and you can get some hominy grits. Amen. And whatever else you can get, some, you can get some baked fish to go with that, with your hominy grits and your cheese egg. Come on now. Hallelujah. So we bless be the name of the living God. Amen. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Amen. Whatever you did, we pray Jesus was on your mind. Whatever you did. Amen. And so we bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. If any of our visitors is calling in on the blog radio, sometimes your cell phone provider, depending who your provider is, they want to charge you 1 cent a minute. So they say. I've never seen a bill. They say that, but I've never seen a charge on my cell phone statement, bill, invoice. But if that is the case, amen, you can always disconnect and call in on our conference line. Amen. We have the telephone numbers tied in together. Amen. with the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To eliminate any charges or any threats of being charged to your cell phone. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We are, amen, exploring the mighty men of the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. And we find out that all of them were mighty. Amen. Some of them were just mighty and holy, and some of them were mighty and unholy. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God for our men. Lord, the men, that was God's first creation. The women are beautiful. The women are beautiful. And there's a lot of contributions we give to the women, and we're not finished with the women yet. We're just, amen, taking a little shift over to the men. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, we thank God for the women. Amen. But I'm telling you, God made the man first. God made the man first. And we thank God because when there's a man on the scene, there's a difference. Amen. There it should be a difference anyway. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We pray that you have been enjoying our journey thus far, as we had an opportunity to share with you on Jehoshaphat. Amen. He's a man who prayed on the big things. He prayed on the obvious, but he did not pray on the day-to-day things. Amen. He prayed on the big things, but not the minor things. To represent so many people. Amen. Don't think they don't involve God in the small things, and that's where they mess up, because really the big things are the little things, and the little things are the big things. Amen. We want to thank God for our Pastor Erica. Amen. Talking to us. Amen. About the chosen and valuable vessels. Amen. More precious than money. Amen. Used by God for his will to be done through the earth. I want to thank God for our deacon elect. Amen. Brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. Came to us yesterday and spoke to us about Brother Lot. Amen. Glory be to God. And he closed with a very, very interesting question. Amen. How can God bless you, amen, and you not be satisfied? Amen. And that was Lot's story. Amen. Not satisfied. Hallelujah. And when you're not grateful, things can go haywire. And we did see that in Brother Lot's life. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. This morning we want to get a little background. Amen. Amen. Story, exhortation this morning on, amen, a mighty man, amen, of courage by the name of Benaiah. Thank God for Benaiah. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, coming to us all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. Evangelist elect. Amen. Glory be to God. Evangelist Denise Jackson. Amen. We want to thank God for her. Amen. And her bodaciousness in the Lord's kingdom, a fearlessness. Amen. Moving forward. Amen. In the will of the Lord to do the Lord's work. Amen. Lifting up Jesus and lifting up Jesus alone. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. For her. Amen. Glory be to God. And her resolve not to stop. Her resolve to keep moving, her resolve to see what the end's going to be, because she already know what the end's going to be, because the word of God tells her what the end is going to be. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. Truly, she is, amen, faithful, amen, to this ministry here, Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. She is faithful, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. She loves the Lord, and she loves God's people. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others our deacon, our evangelist elect. We got a lot of elects, amen, moving forward. Amen. Glory be to God. Our evangelist elect, amen, Denise Jackson out of Philadelphia, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We pray you have your Bibles and your notebooks and your pads on this morning. Good morning, Evangelist Denise. Are you there?
Praise God. Yes, I am. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for being here. Amen. Glory be to God. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah, Bradford. Praise God. Give God glory for the day. These allergies got me, but I'm press on. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Father God, in the master's name of our soon coming Messiah, we give you glory as the sun is set over Texas, New Mexico, Oregon, Nevada, Kansas, Missouri, New York, Philadelphia, hallelujah, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. In the name of Jesus, Idaho, Alaska, South Africa, hallelujah. You're a God of all nations. For every knee shall bow and every tongue shall proclaim that you are Lord. In the name of Jesus, because you said there's no other way. If you come, that's false. If you come any other way, that's not being truth. You are the way, the truth, and the light. If you come by Allah, you're a thief. There's no other way to come but through his son, Jesus Christ. All the other avenues are thievery. For that, I glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. As you allow me to press through, it's you. It's certainly not I. It is you, Father God, as we are all our yielded vessels. I woke up this morning with a lot of things as I was talking to the Lord this morning, amen, early this morning, about 5:30. So I give you glory in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the opportunity as well in the name of Jesus. Benaiah. If I know y'all phones is muted. Some of these words you can actually, I want to encourage. I think I've always been like an encourager, because when I'm encouraged, I like to encourage all others. You can go to Google it. Google the name, put it in, and it'll pronounce it for you. Benaiah. B like in baby, ba. The E is really silent. I'm going to spell it B-E-N-A-I-A-H. Benaiah. And then the E again is silent. B and Naya. N-A-I-A-H. I encourage you. Because I've seen so many people say, I stopped reading because I can't pronounce it. Don't do that. Never do that. Ask God to help you with the words. And he will. He will help you with the words. Breaking them down. B. Silent E. Naya. Several men in the Bible bear the name Benaiah. And I want to just note that Benaiah means the Lord has built. Now, there were several men, like several ladies' name was Mary, and a lot of men name was Abraham, a lot of people named Alfreda, a lot of people I've met. I met so many people in my life named Denise, and all my friends, their middle name is Denise. We met so several men in the Bible, and a lot of men in the Bible name were Jesus, too, or just Sue. You can pronounce these names in Greek or in the Hebrew. They're not necessarily pronounced wrong. I had told a couple of my friends, not necessarily, because they're different pronunciation of one name. Benaiah is probably Ben and I. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the Greek, there's always a Greek and English translation of the same word. Several men in the Bible bear the name Benaiah, but one stands out from the rest. Benaiah, the son of the chief priest Jehoiada, was one of David's mighty men, his mightiest military troop. The Bible describes Benaiah as a fearless warrior noted for his heroic exploits. This Benaiah is the brilliant fighter who famously went down in a pit on a snowy day and killed the lion. I'm going to pull right there. He went down. The pit was snowy. So, you know, just imagine, because I'm a person that you could say the word of God and I can visualize it. I'm visualizing it as snowy. The wind is, the snow is drifting. It's packed. You can't hardly see. Hallelujah. And he killed the lion. That's 1 Chronicles 11:22. And a snowy pit. There ain't a way out of the pit. You are the lion. Imagine that. And he killed him. Benaiah was from the southern Judah city of Kabzeel. I'm sorry. See, God will help you. Kabzeel. Before David became king, Benaiah was making a name for himself through a numerous daring military achievements. He struck down Moab's two mighty warriors. He also went down in the pit on a snowy day, as I said, and killed a lion. And he struck down a huge Egyptian. Now check this out. Woo-woo. Although the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, Benaiah went against him with a club. That's going to like a gun, a battle with you got a knife and they got a sawed-off shotgun. Who do you think going to win? Sawed-off shotgun. If it's anointed, though, he was anointed. He went down. He went against this Egyptian. The Egyptian had a big spear in his hand, and he only had a club. He snatched a spear from the Egyptian hand and killed him with his own spear. Oh, come on. Come on now. He fought this guy and took his own spear. That's fearless. I'm going to put a pause in it. We ought to have fearless people in our ministry. Pastor Bradford or anybody else, you know, you ought to have some fearless people. I'm not talking about somebody just talking. Talk. You got to, like, intercessors. I looked that word up, intercessors, years ago. An intercessor, that was the person that finished the fight, huh? Like this guy right here. They finished the fight. I'm talking about a physical battle. Shit it up, shot. That's what you ought to pray for your leaders. You know, Pastor Bradford this morning, you ought to be interceding, tearing down anything that's trying to come against us, huh? All right, I'm going to move on. I'm just telling you the role of an intercessor. When you say, quote, quote, intercessor, better know. Yeah, shed it all shy, keep that seaboard all shy. Then 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning when God summons you to go on behalf of her, pray on behalf of Pastor Bradford, huh? Okay. It ain't no lottie dottie, like my friend Gwen say, Sister Gwen. No, this is a serious battle. As Pastor Bradford prayed that prayer just one, I'm trying to read through this, but I got to pause for a minute. You want to cover your leaders. Can't go to sleep when they praying or they got to engagement. You back there sleeping on the pew. Really? You just gave the enemy access to run a buck. You an intercessor? Okay. Okay. He struck down, as I said, he took the guy's own spear from him, and he only had a club, and he killed him with his own spear. This guy was bad, y'all. That's all I got to say. I appreciate these teachings, because, boy, they good. let me see. Such was the exploits of Benadiah, son of Jehoiada. He too was as famous as the three mighty warriors. David had some bad boys with him. That's why I urge you to, because I've read 1 Kings and 2 Kings is really – it's really a synopsis of First Chronicles and Second Chronicles. They both intertwine together. And when David flew from King Saul, he placed Benaiah in command of the 30. And see, that's what I'm talking about. When he flew from King Saul, David, he went into a cave, Adullam, and the Lord took the people, the men that came to him when he was in that cave. God sent some men, and guess what men they were? We'll give you insight on it. Guess what men they were? The crack addicts, the drug addicts, the desolate. I wish I could pull that scripture up, but I got it here. Huh? I say he sent the ones that say they can't fight. They ain't no good. The Lord sent them to David in the cave. Adullam, that's when he has the experience, when Saul was trying to come against him. Okay, move on. The select group of warriors, second only to the three of highest rank and bravery. Later, when Joab was made commander-in-chief, Benaiah was appointed to high place in David's armed force as commander of the Cherethites and Pelethites, an elite mercenary company, and David's bodyguard from Creesh and Philistia. That's 2 Samuel 8:18, 2 Samuel 20:23, 2 Samuel 23:23, and 1 Chronicles 18:17. Joab was a commander, and Benaiah was appointed as a high place in David's armed forces as commander. David had elite, as I read earlier. He had elite amount of men around him. I said elite. Elite is the best of the best, baby. The cream of the curtide. The cream of the crop. These men was mighty. They was mighty. God is mighty in battle. These guys took down people, baby. They ain't just talk the talk. You think so? King David was a skilled man. I told you I haven't studied 1 Kings and stuff like that, but Jesus told him, you ain't going to build a temple. He didn't build the temple. No, honey. He had too much blood in his hand. But David was a very, very skilled on the battlefield. Best believe that. Homeboy had a whole lot of gifts. We talk about gifts. He possessed 5 or 6 of them because he certainly was a pastor. He certainly was an evangelist. He certainly was all those things. You must certainly he was. He protected his flock. Let me go back. He protected his flock when he was a shepherd. Huh? A pastoral started when he was in the little boy in the field. Best believe that one. And we talk about Benaiah killing the lion. Didn't David kill a lion and a bear too? Best believe that one. Okay. Benaiah's loyalty to King David earned him the rank of the third army commander. He was the third now, so Joab was like the commander in chief. You know, like in the army, we have the commander, lieutenant, governor, different ranks, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So Benaiah's loyalty to King David earned him the rank of the third army commander. Look at this, with 24,000 men. Shake it a little shot. Benaiah, he had 24,000 men in his division. The troops serve as a part of the army rotation system. And I say the army rotation. He would rotate 24,000. Then another 10,000 came. They rotated. You want somebody in your party that's for you, honey. That's a figure of term of endearment when I say honey. Thank you, Oliver. You always cover me. You want some mighty people in your army. Best believe that one. You don't want no wimpies. The kingdom of God suffers violence. I don't want to go off track. All them 18 children, I had so much. I told you I sought God for just 5:30. My people call by my name, will seek his face and turn from our foolishness. The end of that scripture, see, I like the end of that scripture. First it say, humble yourself, seek God's face, pray, and turn. They talk about evangelists, but see, the thing of it, I always had in my mind to pray. Pray for people. Pray. That's not just for the apostle. I thought it was. No, well, no, it's not, baby. All of us are called to pray without ceasing because the enemy is running a buck all around us, and we're fussing with each other. Turn from our evil ways. Go back to the text. That was on my mind this morning, very much on my mind this morning. Benaiah's loyalty to King David earned him the rank of third army commander, as I say, with 24,000 men. The troops serve as a part of the army rotation. As I said, he rotated these soldiers. Lord, I'm Zion. Yeah, I'm telling you, these boys was bad. Because then they didn't just play. They took you down. This is the number of the people of Israel, the heads of father house, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and the officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions. They came and went month after month throughout the year. You heard what I just read? They rotated, baby. They came, and then another troop came. Month after month throughout the year. Yeah, the rotation army. My God. My God. Ben and I remained devoted to David, during Absalom. Y'all remember Absalom? I remember Amphion? That was David's son. I told you, I read 1 Kings and 2 Kings. Everybody that tried to come against David, I noticed they were cut down. All of them, even his children. Amphion. Benaiah, again, he was safeguarding the passing of the royal succession to Solomon also after David's death. In other words, he was a bodyguard and everything, honey. We talking about, what's that word, armor bearer? This man. This army surrounded David. Nothing couldn't touch him. Nothing couldn't touch him anyway because he had the anointing of the Holy Ghost against him. Nothing couldn't touch him. I just told y'all, Absalom tried to come against him, his son. He was very handsome. He got a horse. He was riding on his horse, and he went under this bush, the brow, whatever you call it, long, beautiful hair, and took him up. The hair took God to take your enemies out, even if they're your children, unfortunately. Absalom rebellion. He formed a group of people. People will come against you. I'm going to pause again. They will come against you in your ministry too, honey. Hey, get ready. But it won't prosper, not if you walk in righteously with God. So Absalom, he was destroyed. And all the little followers, I got to read further. And what happened to them? Because they got cut off too. They got cut off. I think some of them came over to David. Another thing, you can have people right in your party that think that's in your party. They not in your party, baby. Radio ministry, and you think they for you. Okay, I'm going to move on. 2 Samuel 20:23. See also 2 Samuel 15:18. Also Adonijah, that was his son too, attempted to take control of David's throne, 1 Kings 1:8. Adonijah, that was his son too, both of them. After Amphion got killed, here come the other one, coming against his father, the anointed one that God has anointed him, king of Israel. Well, we know God is king, but he anointed King David. I told you I studied 1 Kings, the first, 2 Kings. I think there were 13 kings, all evil. All 8 was evil, only 5 was righteous. You kidding me? Pray we wanted the righteous, because they was evil from the flow up. Read 1 Kings. I'm saying they was evil from the flow up. I ain't getting to nobody else's study, because y'all got some other studies coming to some of those kings, I imagine. Ben and I was instrumental in safeguarding the passing of the royal succession, as I said, to Solomon after David's death. In other words, you know, King Solomon was anointed king after his father. He was the son of Bathsheba. And Ben and I, he was instrumental in the passing, a royal succession. You know, as you know, when people die, they have a whole troop of people coming through the city, and he was a commander for that. And he assists in Solomon's coronation of Gion, 1 Kings 13. I think that's like an ordination service or something like that. Solomon's coronation at Gion. King David said, call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. So they came before the king, and the king said to them, take with you the servants of your Lord and have Solomon my son be on my mule and bring him down to Gihon. Jahan. I pronounce things two different ways. Hold on. One of them got to be right. And so as we noticed, he rode on a mule. I think Pastor Bradford talked about that. Jesus rode on a donkey and things like that. and someone brought out, that's why I listen to people of God. Somebody brought out early this year, when you ride on a donkey, that's a form of humility. Huh? When Jesus rode on that donkey, he could have rode on a beautiful golden horse. In the book of Revelations, he coming, shadadosha, on a white horse, baby, all righteousness. A mule is a form of humility. To ride on a mule or a donkey, it is a full submission also. Okay, he rode on a, he came in a mule, riding on a mule, As Solomon's supreme army commander, the chief bodyguard, Benadai was responsible for executing those, executing those who opposed the new king. He took you down. I'm trying to tell you what he did. You talking about armor bearer? Yeah, okay. These people didn't talk and talk. They took you down. Responsible for executing those who opposed the new king. And I'm going to put a pause. I'm not saying that there's not no true bodyguards here me by the spirit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying what these people did here. I'm reading about what they did. And I encourage you, go to 1 Kings and read the whole 1 Kings and 2 Kings. As Solomon's supreme army commander and chief bodyguard, he was a bodyguard to bad member Jim. Benadai was responsible for executing those who opposed the new king, including Abijah. I told you that was David's son. Took him out. Joab and Shimo. I think Pastor Brad talked about Joab. He took these people out. Let me go to the text. It's 1 Kings 2:25. I might have lost some of you guys. So King Solomon gave orders to Benadai, son of Joab, and he struck down Adonijah, and he died. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benadai, the son of Joab, and he fell upon him that he died. Fell upon him means that he killed him. He slew him. When you see fell upon him, that's what it means. He took him out, guys. Just letting you know. He took him out. He took him out. Even his son, Amphion, he got killed that way. And these guys all died. David mourned for these men, but when they had an execution order, it went out. They followed the order. 1 Chronicles 4:3-6 mentioned as Benadai as a descendant of Simeon and the leader of his tribe. You know, Simeon was a tribe of Levites. Levites was Levitical priests. They were the priests that anointed the temple, made sure and today you would say communion table was prepared, the holy things of God was prepared. But anyway, he was a descendant of Simeon and the leader of his tribe. And Simeon and, you know, his 12 brothers of Jacob, children, amen, thank you, Lord. And so this Ben and I participated in the conquest of Gedor during Ezekiel's reign. That was another king. Another Ben and I was one of them. I'm talking about different other Ben and I's. I'm sorry. Let me slow down. Another Benadai was one of the musicians and priests who blew the trumpet. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That's another Benadai. He was the guy who blew the trumpet as the Ark of the Covenant was brought into Jerusalem by King David. That's 1 Chronicles 15:24. Later, he was appointed to minister in music regularly before the Ark of Covenant. So this guy was a musician, Benadai, also in 1 Chronicles 15:24. There were at least 8 other Benadais. You're going to see this all throughout the text. But just remember, this Benadai went down to a snowy ditch and killed a lion. And he was the chief commander of David. So you could distinguish between the ones that were this guy. He blew the trumpet before the entrance of the Holy Ark. Amen. But none of these distinguished themselves in like David's elite warriors. None of them was distinguished, again, like David, elite warrior Benadai. I told you earlier there were several Benadais in the Bible. One, I just explained that he blew the tree, was a musician. One, he participated in the conqueror of Gedor during Ezekiel Hezekiah's reign. That was a king. I think he was a good king. I think he was one of the good kings. Told you, ain't none on the five was righteous. But none of these distinguished themselves, again, like David's eating Benadai. So you will see, and we have to distinguish between these particular guys that were in the Bible, these Benadais, for it was several of them. Let me just bring this up. Achitophel was succeeded by Joadiah, the son of Benadai, and Abiathar. Joab was commander of the king's army. So Joab was, I think he was a commander-in-chief, as I said, and Benadai, he also. I think this include, I thought I had some more here, but again, I'm sorry. Benadai, a popular Hebrew name, is Hebrew, Hebrew. A lot of these names are Hebrew. Some of them could be pronunciation in the Greek, but it takes it up a different meaning for one word. It could be translated in a different way in the Greek. And Ben and I, again, the Lord has built. That's what that his name means, the Lord has built. Again, this guy was a bad member, y'all. That's all I got to say. And he was an intercessor. He fought the battle. And David had a lot of men around him. And they, as I said, they rotated. They came in 1 month, 24,000, here they come again. Never thought, hey, because David was, nations. He was just king of Israel. It was nations that came into system. See, that's the kind of anointing that he had on his life. Like Solomon, his son. People came from Egypt. Remember the Queen of Sheba, all them people? People heard of, just like when Jesus was born. David, he had an anointing on him that people would come to help and assist him. I told you in the cave of Adullam, A-D-U-L-L-U-M, that's when he was running from Saul. We know he was wicked, so I'm going to leave that there. But I'm going to say one last thing on that. David humbled himself to God. That's why he never did touch Saul. I think that very much in the scripture. So this conclude. I'm not going to go any further with this. I don't know what happened to the other notes, but amen. This conclude. And Benaiah, I'm sorry. I told you I pronounced it two ways. He's one of the mighty men, the toughest military troop, and he's known for being a heroic. And then also he was killed also. I think homeboy went a little way and tried to come against David. I tell you, nothing. No one that came against David, they all was destroyed. The jealous leader, King Saul, destroyed. And all his boys was destroyed with him too. And Jonathan, that's another story because I already looked at 1 Kings and 2 Kings. But all this ties up into this one. So, amen. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to go any further. There's no further. I just have to conclude he was a bad man, That's all I have to say. He was a fighter and he was a warrior. And his name means God has built. What God has built, he's a strong tower. It's what God has built. Emphasize the word God. What God has, my granddad used to say God. What God has built, no, honey. You can't come against that. I'm just trying to tell you. There's no sense of even trying. And everybody, Amsalin and Adonijah, those was David's children. Those was his children that wanted to divide the kingdom from their father as he was getting older. They said, oh, he can't do anything. They wanted to exalt themselves. That's another story. But you can find that in 1 Kings, too, about how his children, I believe David was like an absentee father. That's another study in a sense. He was always fighting. And David was a mighty warrior, too. Almighty. He took a lot of down. He took it down from when he was a kid. David was a mighty warrior on the battle. That's why he didn't build the temple, because he had blood in his hands from killing the Hittite, Uzziah. He had blood in his hand. Jesus said, I thought about this morning, Jesus said, you will not. He did not build the temple. Solomon, his son, built it. But what I noticed when you go to 1 Chronicles, I think in the 28th verse, that he administrated, he didn't stop bringing anything to help his son. See, a lot of us, when we're not in the ministry no more, we don't do no work. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Pastor Bradford, I ain't scared to say nothing. Not when the Lord tells me. And so, but I'm looking at the text. David, Jesus said, let me tell you again, if you didn't hear me, he said that you will not build my temple because blood is on your hand. One reason, David killed a lot of people on the battlefield, too, was bloody. But he also had that Hittite. Uzziah was a Hittite. He put him on the front line. So that's enough. Thank you, Holy Ghost. David was very strategic in his fighting. He would put his elite warriors in the front. What that mean? He put the best fighters in the front. King David. And so Ben and I, thank you, Holy Ghost, as a Titus and Ben and I, he was an elite fighter, one of the best of the best. I said that earlier. Father God, I give you glory. We want to be the best of the best. We want to be the best warriors. Pastor Bradford, her leaders that's in there. Father God, all of us are called the leader. I asked one of my leaders that, and he said, a leader. Sister Denise, we all are leaders. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, they will lift her hand up, not be sleeping on the job and all this. And my people called by my name will pray, seek the face of God. Humble yourself, pray, seek the face of God. You know what it say at the end? Turn. There has to be a turning. Turn. Forgive me, Father, for sins of commission and omission, things I didn't do that I should be doing. All of us. I repent. David had a repentant spirit, very repentant. That's why he said he was a man after his own heart. Read 1 Kings. Read it. Go and read it. Because he repented. The true repentance, godly sorrow out the depths of your heart. Father God, we glorify your name. I thank you for the opportunity to Ben and I. Father God, is a mighty warrior. Took down a lion with his bare hands. And Father God, you have given us, I feel his allergy lifting a little bit. You have given us power to tread over scorpions and snakes. So again, I pray for Pastor Bradford. They don't just be sitting in the ministry. Just lift up her hands. And bless her as she goes to house, I believe. Send the elite. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our brother Benanan Benaiah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. A fearless warrior. Amen. A man of dauntless courage. Amen. The best of the best. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For a mighty man. A mighty man. And the Bible tells us the lion is a bold character. The lion is a beautiful character, a dangerous character. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us the righteous are as bold as a lion. But here we see, amen, where he even took down lions, amen, as his leader. Amen. David had men in his lineup such as he was. Amen. Glory be to God. David was mighty, and he had men in his circle who was mighty. Amen. And so we want to thank God for his life. Amen. And beloved, the Bible tells us that we ought to be fearless, just as he. Amen. Glory, the violent take it by force. Amen. We have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions. We should not be afraid when the Lord is calling us forward. Amen. We must fight, because if we don't fight, you're not going to survive. Amen. We must fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Glory be. It takes courage to move forward. God can't use no coward soldiers. God can't use no coward soldiers. Amen. So you said a whole lot there, Minister Denise, and we want to thank God, amen, for your fearlessness, amen, to move forward as a bold soldier, as a bold warrior, amen, in the battlefront, right on the front line, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. And so we thank God for this man of God. We thank God for this man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Fearless. 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 Amen. Fearless. And we want to thank God. Thank God. And as you was talking, I was just thinking of some fearless moments when the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and how the Lord had me do some things that my family still talk about, that they shake their heads when they see how God used me. Amen. Because, beloved, we just have to know that God is with us. We can't even think about it. If God said go, go, because you know you win. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, his story on today. Amen. Thank God for you, amen, evangelist elect. Amen. Glory be to God, Denise. Amen. Glory be to God. We know that you have an ordination service coming up on the 11th of June. Amen. So we don't know how many of our listening audience is local. Amen. But nevertheless, we'd like for you to come back and take another minute or two. Amen. And share on the upcoming announcement. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, Pastor Bradford. God bless you. And as always, I'm honored, and it's a great privilege to serve God in all capacity. As I woke up, he allowed me to wake up 5:30. We all are intercessors, and we're all called. We're all called. The gospel of Jesus Christ, we're all called. Matthew 28:19-20. The ordination, and I give God glory for the ordination. I Ephesians 4, thank you, Holy Ghost. Some are pastors, some apostles, some are teachers. These fivefold ministries for the equipping and to edify, huh? Till we be fully furnished. That means every born-again believer ought to be fully furnished to do the work. Thank you, Lord. That's in Ephesians 4. Believers in Ephesians 4. The power of the teaching, all of us. Edify and equip. We all supposed to do the work. I give God the glory. I want to do the work. The title don't mean nothing to me. Sister Denise want to do the work. I'm going to go out here today, and I better thank you, Lord. I got to get some tracks. Just do the work. So I invite everyone, come as your heart desire. Come June 11th is at the Philadelphia Marriott Airport. I forgot the name of the street, but that's where it's at. June 11th, and it's going to be in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. There is a service that Friday. Those who might come in early at 10:30 a.m. in the morning, if you want to come at I'm sorry, forgive me. It's that same Saturday. It's a 4 o'clock ordination, but there's a service taking place at 10:30 a.m. if you would like to participate in the service at 10:30 a.m., and then the ordination is at 4 p.m. I got the flyer on my page. Anybody, my Facebook friends, I don't know, some of y'all are. So, but however, that is it. Philadelphia Airport, June 11th, which is on a Saturday, the second Saturday, and I think it's countdown time now. It's only about 3 weeks. So pray for my strength in the Lord that day. I've always been the kind of person I like signs and wonders. They say I'm not a Methodist or none of that. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will rain down on each of us, not me. It ain't about me. It's about doing the work. It ain't about none of us. So I pray that day that this Holy Spirit will touch down and do a field goal, will hit each one of us that day. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Brian.
Amen, amen. You're welcome. Amen. And we know that it's going to be a beautiful ceremony. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So mark your calendar, saints. Amen, for June the 11th. And more information can be found on her Facebook page. Amen, service is all day. Amen, but the ordination service begins at 4 o'clock. All right, well, thank you again. Amen for sharing. Amen on the mighty warrior. Amen. I call him Benaniah. Amen, glory be to God. But it's not so much his name. Amen, it was his work. It was his amen force. It was his commitment. It was his tenacity. Amen. To take the enemy out. Amen, beloved. And we have to know that greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. Amen. And we can take the enemy out if that's what we want to do. Amen. The glory be to God. And we can let the enemy take us out if that's what we want to do. It's up to you. It's up to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Either we're going to believe God and know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Again, we want to thank you again, Evangelist Denise. Amen for taking the time. Amen to expound. Amen on the mighty story of that mighty warrior. Amen. That we can all know that God wants us not to be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Amen. Glory be to God. And so you're right, Minister Denise, as the Lord prepare us, amen, to move from house to house when the Lord gives us the green light. Amen. And look, beloved, amen, God to take the fear out of you. God to take the fear. And that's another reason why I can't just go run out there, amen, and start moving from house to house. The Lord already told me what he wants us to do. Now he's preparing. And indeed, I need warriors, amen, with me as we do the work, beloved. When them demons start coming out of folks, glory be to God, and stuff start happening, because you best believe it's going to be, the devil's going to try to bring any distraction he can bring, amen, threats and intimidation. You cannot be afraid. You cannot be afraid. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen, that's just let God do what God do. And we're in training for reigning. Amen. The Lord is preparing us, amen, for this work. He is preparing us. Amen. This is what we go. This is what a lot of the trials and tribulations we go through, the Lord allow you to go through so you can know. Glory be to God. You can know. Beloved, look, I fight demons every day. I fight demons literally every day. And I've been fighting demons from the time I was a little girl. I didn't understand it, but that was because I've been called to be an apostle. Amen. Glory be to God. God started putting two and two together for me. I still don't run out there on my own. I run when the Lord tell me to run. But amen. I know that God, I ask God. I said, as I go forth, God, I'm asking you, glory be to God, for a driver. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm asking you for a lease. I don't know if the driver is going to be a part of the team or if the driver is just going to be a driver. But I'm asking you for a minimum. amen, of two other people. I really was, and let it grow from there. Me and two other people, three of us, minimum. God said if two or three touch and agree, amen, glory be to God. And so that's the work, but it's going to take some bananas, amen. So please pray as you could pray for this ministry that God will send some bananas up here, amen, glory be to God, to walk with Pastor Bradford, amen, as we follow the Holy Spirit and do the work, amen, in the Lord's kingdom that he has called us to do. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, it's been a beautiful week. It's been a lovely week. Amen. I want to give praise and want to thank each and all of the prayer warriors for serving on this week. Amen. Hallelujah. And that spirit of tenacity, that fighting spirit to come out in the forefront. Amen. Stand in the gap and intercede for others. Amen. So we want to thank you, Minister Denise. Amen. For serving as our warrior on Monday. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Our evangelist, Nancy. Glory be to God. Our minister, Tanya. Glory be to God. Our elder, Valerie. Our evangelist, Ernestine. Glory be to God. Our minister, Joannis. Amen. Deaconess, Hattie. And glory be to God. Our minister, Darlene Carr. Amen. Glory be to God, all of you who have served, amen, at the altar this week. God bless you. God bless you on the forefront. Amen. All of the backup team, amen, coming to touch and agree. Amen. Glory be to God, bringing the reinforcement. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen. I want to thank God for our Wednesday night Bible study with our minister, Joanne. Amen. Thurman. It was an awesome. Amen. God asks questions. Amen. And we want to thank God for those 8 questions. Amen. That the Lord asks. Amen. Glory be to God. Powerful, powerful teaching. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For all of you. Amen. Get up early in the morning. Amen. On Facebook, 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Touch it in the green. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, don't look, you don't have me out there by myself, but glory be to God. Coming up, back up, backing up. Look, the force is there to take the demons down. 5 o'clock in the morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Amen. Glory be to God. Our minister, Aquanetta, our minister, Darlene Carr, Gwendolyn Richardson, Kathy Smith. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Estelle Martin. Joanne Thurman, glory be to God. There's a whole bunch of new folks coming on now, too. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And all of you, amen, who's there. Brian Ingram, amen, who's there. And you don't necessarily sign in, but you're there. Amen. And the main thing is God is there. Thank God for the work that is being done. Thank God for the work that is being done. Amen. In his kingdom. So I just want to say, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Amen. I'm a grateful leader. I'm a grateful leader. Amen. Glory be to God. Because guess what? If you're not a Benaniah, you will be. Amen. Because God is training you up. Amen. To take down the lions and the bears. Glory be to God. We're not scared. We ain't scared. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not scared. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to move forward and continue to move forward in this kingdom. Thank God for all of you who support the ministry financially. Amen. We couldn't do half of what we're doing if there was no money in the pot. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for sowing into the word. Thank you for sowing into the soil. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray the blessings of the Lord upon you. Amen. Little or much. Amen. You give what the Lord tell you to give. Amen. And so we thank you. Amen. For your financial support to the ministry. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank God for our Pastor Erica and our Deacon-elect. Amen. Tyrone. Amen. Who shared with us on this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you. Amen. For an awesome, awesome, awesome teaching. And today from our evangelist, Denise. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, all right, all right. Mark your calendar for the 11th. Amen. Mark your calendar for the 11th. All of you who will be going, reach out to me. I have a couple ideas. Just reach out to me if you intend to go or want to go. And I just want to share some ideas. Amen. For June the 11th. Amen. As Minister Denise is being ordained. Amen. To continue to do what she's already doing. In Jesus' name. Everybody have a good weekend. Amen. It's going to supposed to warm up. Amen. The rain is supposed to go away. It's supposed to be really, really nice. Amen. So just be safe. Just be safe. Look, pray before you go. Pray before you go. Glory be to God. Just pray. Pray before you go to the cookout. Not too many people talking about cookouts nowadays. Amen. But whatever you do, amen. Just pray before you go, saints. Ask the Lord, should you go first? Let's just do things right. Ask God, should you go? Because you might be surprised. The Lord might tell you no. But even you, when you go, whatever you do, please, amen, seek the Lord. Be safe. Be careful. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Amen. Glory be to God. Stay under the blood, beloved. Amen. But stay under the blood. Amen. We already know that when Tuesday come, we already know some folks going to die. Between now and Tuesday, we already know some folks going to die. But as we continue to pray, we're going to pray that it's not going to be as many as it could have been, and it's not as many as it would have been. Amen. In Jesus' name. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for, amen, our Sunday services. Amen. We'll be here on Block Radio at 12. We also will be on Facebook, amen, tomorrow, or between tomorrow and Monday. Amen. Glory. The good thing about Facebook, if you missed the live, you can always get the replay. Same thing here on Block Radio. If you missed the live, you can always get the replay, but it's something about the live. Amen. And we'll be back here on Monday morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station, lifting up the name of the Lord. No altar of prayer on Monday. No altar of prayer on Monday, but we will be meeting for our breakfast meeting. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to serve you. Amen. It's been a very, very challenging week for me. Amen. Very challenging week for me. Amen. They had to put me to sleep this week. Glory be to God. Amen. And remove that tooth. Amen. On yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. Look, later for me. Later for me. Amen. I'm always going through something. Amen. I go through things I don't even share with you. Amen. Because I always come out. Amen. And as Minister Denise said, just keep praying for me. Just keep praying for me. Amen. That spirit of Ben and I, keep praying for me, and I keep praying for you, and we're going to be all right. Amen. Because Jesus already prayed. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for this service. Thank you for the word, the teaching that came forth today, Father God, encouraging us, Father God, to be fearless, encouraging us to be warriors, to fight the good fight of faith, to take the devil out, to bind his demons, Father God, to go into darkness and go into, Father God, the dark places and open the prison doors and break the chains, Father God, Satan's chains with that spirit of Benaniah, Father God. Thank you. You have already anointed us to do the work, Father God, and you're just waiting on us to get the desire to do it. So, God, we say thank you for Minister Denise. Continue to bless her, God. Bless the ordination service on the 11th, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are glad. And, Father God, prepare her. Prepare her, Father, for after that anointing service is when the lion's going to show up. We think we saw lions until after the ordination service. We find out what a real lion looked like. We think we took the bears down until after the ordination service. Then we find out what a real bear looks like. Father God, fortify her. Fortify her, Father God, that she will not fall, but she will stand. Father God, hallelujah. She will be absolutely victorious, Father, and obtain absolute victory in every walk, in every encounter, in every episode, Father God. She will come out on top, Father God, because she's walking and depending in you. And so we say thank you, Father God. Thank you for Minister Denise and everyone else, Father God, in the lineup. Father God, to be ordained not only on June 11th, but Father God, around the world, Father God, at all times, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you for all those who serve this week in this ministry. Thank you for their faithfulness. Father God, this ministry can't pay them, and we know they're not looking for money, but you can pay them. But you can, and you are, and you will. And we say thank you for them, Father. May they not want for anything. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it. We consider it null and void. Hey, in Jesus' name. And we decree, hallelujah, that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you. I love you, saints. Amen. Again, thank you again, Evangelist Denise. Amen. Everybody have a good weekend. Looking forward, amen, to see talking to you tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. And looking forward to a good day and a good week, Lord's willing. Amen. And don't be afraid to fight. Don't be afraid to fight. Why? Because the bottom line is you're going to win because you already won. Amen. I love you. Amen. In Jesus' name.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. you, that's going to help you win in this season. And if God a champion, you ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's
not God to carry you.
It's your winning seed.